Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Nun Ches. We are continuing in Sif Beis. We are up to the Ramah in Sif Beis. This is page Resh Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding in the Ramah at the beginning of at the end of Resh Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So we were discussing how, in order to have a karpif that's Yosim Beis Asayim, to be able to carry in a karpif that's Yosim Beis Asayim, it needs to be hukaf l'shem dira. How do you make it hukaf l'shem dira? That you put up the walls after you've already built the house inside of it, or after you've opened up the pesach from your house to the karpif. So now the Rama says v'im kasha olav lifrotz, and we had said that if you already had a wall around it and then you built the house, you have to destroy that wall and rebuild the wall in order to make it hukaf l'dira. How do you destroy the wall? You knock out more than 10 amos worth of wall, so that it's not just a pesach, it's an actual invalidation of the wall, and then you rebuild it, and that's good enough. So says the Rama, but the imkashal of lifrot sakosel, if it's too difficult to destroy the entire wall, yesh omrim diachal aniach ofer etzel akosel mishneit stadim, that there are those that say you could put dirt next to the wall on both sides, achi yismayit akosel migova asara, to the point that the dirt goes up on the wall, to that the wall above the dirt is less than 10 tvachim high, v'rochav ha'ofer rochav arba baruch esramas baruch akosel, and the dirt is at least 4 tvachim wide, and it runs along more than 10 amos worth of wall, v'yemein begova ha'ofer asara, and as long as that dirt is not more than 10 tvachim high off of the ground, imkein havikilu parat shama kosel, that would make it as if there's a breach in the wall, because now you don't have a 10 tvachim high wall anymore. That since the dirt is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, it's considered a continuation of the ground. So you would measure the wall from the top of the pile of dirt. The top of the pile of dirt to the top of the wall is less than 10 tvachim, which is less than a wall. So that's not considered a real wall. So as long as you have 10 amos of that, that's the same as knocking down a wall. Because you don't have 10 tefachim above the dirt, which the dirt itself is like the ground of the karpef. And even if afterwards you go and you take the dirt from there, since you were mevatel the dirt there for one Shabbos, that's good enough. It's good enough to be considered a destruction of the wall, and then a rebuilding of the wall when you remove the dirt from it later on. There are those that disagree and say, no, putting dirt there is not a bittul of the wall, unless you're going to leave it there permanently. That's the Chumash Deshah, Rosh Parakam, the Sukkah. Now, says the Mishubura, all of this works only if the wall initially was less than 20 tvachim high. It's the only way you're going to be able to get to the point where the mound of dirt is less than 10 tvachim, and the wall above the dirt is less than 10 tvachim. It has to be that the wall in total began with less than 20 tvachim high. Ubekosel esrim yosel lamahani haitakonik moshe yisbar lekamei. If a wall is 20 tvachim high, it would be a mathematical impossibility to have a mound of dirt that's less than 10 tvachim, and then wall that extends above the dirt of less than 10 tvachim, and therefore this whole solution is not a solution if the wall is 20 tvachim high. Mishneit stadim k'teshe yispata lamechitza sher yeshu seregel mikar It has to be that the dirt is on both sides so that the mechitza doesn't have the status of a mechitza, because you have to be able to walk over that wall, and it's got to be on both sides to walk over that wall. And it's considered to be totally parutz in that one place. So at that point, you could go build the base dira in that karpef, or open up a doorway from your dira in lo hayesham pesuch le karpef mikvar, if it was not already opened previously. And then afterwards, when you clear out the dirt, it's as if it's as if you built a new wall, and therefore it's considered hukaf ladira. Rachav me'arba'a, but it needs to be 4 tvachim wide, this mound of dirt. Sarach lomar rachav arba'a, not more than 4 tvachim wide, but exactly 4 tvachim wide. V'atam, dempachs me'arba'a, in a roi, lamar love, ulis mitakev, because if we're less than four tefachim wide, then it's not ro'i to stand on and to stay there. So it has to be a substantial place. Ba'orech eser, and it's got to run at least more than ten amos along the wall. Tzorech lomar ba'orech yoser me eser. If it were exactly 10 amos, that would still be considered a pesach. That would not be enough of a breach. It needs to be more than 10 amos. Da'azlo yechashiv pesach ala pirtza. And then it won't be considered a pesach. It would be considered a breach in the wall of a chanal. V'yemein begova, ratza lomar dekolta karnazu einu aluk shkol gova akosalu pachuz me'esrum tvachim. This whole takan is only when the entire height of the wall is less than 20 tvachim. Does the achalasos tell me shneit stadov begova pachuz me'esar tvachim? Then you're able to make a mound from both sides of it that are less than 10 tvachim high. The b'shir kazeh efshar od lidros u'lahaluchalav, that in such a shir you're able to still walk on it, o'me'at etzarech lachshov gova akosal rak mitelu l'mayla. And therefore you only measure the height of the wall from the top of this tel, from the top of this mound of dirt. Because the mound of dirt is considered to be an extension of the ground of the karpev. And since you don't have 10 tefachim of wall protruding above the tel, that kosel is considered to be breached on from both sides, because there's no side of that wall that's in fact 10 tefachim high. We said, and even if you then go and remove the dirt, so lashon megumgam, the lashon is a little bit messed up. It doesn't mean even if. Of course you have to remove the dirt, because if you leave the dirt there, then it's parot, then it's not, then of course then the place isn't surrounded by mechitzos. If it's not surrounded by mechitzos, no matter how small the area is, you wouldn't be allowed to be metaltal in there. So obviously you have to remove the dirt. What it means to say is, and even though, of course, you're going to remove the dirt, it's still okay. What it means to say is that even though obviously the plan is to remove the dirt, because that's the only way it's going to help you, that's still okay, and we don't consider it as if this dirt was never buttle there, as if this dirt never became an extension of the ground. We do consider it to be an extension of the ground, even though the whole situation was only meant to be temporary in order to qualify as a breach in the wall and then to rebuild it. Since you were mevatel it, Shabbos Achas, meaning you were mevatel it verbally. You said, I plan on leaving this dirt here in order to be mevatel the shei mechitza. Then there are the Yesh Cholkim that hold that offer is, that this trick with the offer is not considered bittel. There's a second opinion in the Ramah. Pirish. Bofen kazeh, shedaito lefanoso, that it's not bittel when you plan on removing it, because when you put it there, you knew you were going to remove it, and therefore that's not considered being mevatel it to the ground. El im kein ein osid, unless you're going to leave it there, v'tzarech levatel beferish le'olam, and you have to explicitly be mevatel it forever. The Achronim are making like the first Shita in the Ramah, that it does work. The Bir Halacha quotes the Gra, who disagrees with this whole din. So if you disagree with this whole din, so what are you supposed to do? So in Sivav, there's another Eitza, where you don't need to destroy the wall. You make another wall that is at least 10 tefachim long, 10 amos long, more than 10 amos long, and that is 10 tefachim high, and that is at least 3 tefachim away from the original wall. So we're going to see in Sivav that that's an Eitza, that that's now considered to be a new wall of the Karpev, and therefore the karpiv is considered to be hukaf l'dira. Ach kol ze inu moel gamkein rak be'isho medes hamchitza. But that only works if you leave that wall there. Avalola achar shenafla doesn't work if that wall falls down or you take it down. Diachsu lisuro, because it goes back to the original issur. Because the first wall that was originally there that you're blocking by building this new wall was not hukaf ledira. So if that's all you're left with at the end, that would not be good enough. The Gra has a whole bunch of kashas. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he points out that the Gra has a whole bunch of kashas. He says, The Gra disagrees with the Saltakana, and he says his makar is in Shin Samach Beis that Etel Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha are mitzdarif with one another, and the Gemara says Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha are mitzdarif, that if you have dug underground five tefachim and then five tefachim above ground, they're mitzdarif with each other. And we don't say that since the tel is less than 10 tefachim high, it's considered to be a shetach hakarka. So he Gra's main raya that this is incorrect, that this whole idea of putting a mound of dirt next to the wall is not going to be mevatel the wall. Adarabba, it's going to be mitzdarif with the wall to make a single wall that's however tall it was originally, is from all these gemaras. It seemed to assume that amount of dirt combines with wall that's next to it. So the Gra disagrees with this whole etza in this si'if. Let's see si'if gimel. Tel gavo asara dino kikarpef. If you have a mound that's 10 tefachim high, it has the same din as a karpef, says the Mishnah. It doesn't have to be like a straight up, like 180 degrees, where it goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. It could be an incline that it gets to a height of 10 tefachim over the course of 4 amos. So that would still be a tel. That's dino kekarpef. And what's the din of a karpef? That if it's less than sasayim, you're allowed to carry on the tel the kilim ukav mechitzos dami, because it's as if it's surrounded by mechitzos. Obiyosami sasayim, but if it's larger than sasayim, then also letaltel, because then you're not allowed to be metaltel in it, because even though it's mukav mechitzos, the mechitza nasmeilev lokav l'shem dira, it's a mechitza that happened on its own, and it's not that mechitza was not generated for the sake of dira. So it's a karpef that's yosim be sasayim, that's lo hukav Dira. So let's review what we learned today. So we learned the Rama has two opinions, two deos. If you have a if you it's too difficult to make a breach, an actual physical breach in your wall of more than 10 amos, so he has two eitzas of so the Rama has two opinions of whether there's a good eitza by putting dirt on both sides, presuming that the wall is less than 20 tefachim high to begin with. So a mound of dirt that's on both sides that's less than 10 tefachim, and that leaves less than 10 tefachim height of wall exposed, and then removing that dirt after Shabbos Achas. That's the first opinion, is you could do that. The second opinion of the Rama is that does not work, and the only other eitz of the Mishnah Berurah says in such a case would be to build another wall more than 3 tefachim away from the original wall that is more than 10 amos long, and leave it there forever, and when then it would be considered to be hukaf ledira. And then in Sif Gimel we said that if you have a mound that's 10 tefachim high, and it gets to the height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, it has a din of a karpif, which means that if it's less than... having a din of a karpef means that if it's less than sasayim, you're allowed to carry in it because it's considered to be surrounded by walls. The incline going up to the mound is considered a mechitza, and if it's more than sasayim, then you're not allowed to carry in it because it is considered to be not hukaf ladira. Okay, Baruch Hashem, on Monday night, we will continue with Si'if Dalil. Everyone have a wonderful day.